Okay, good evening, everybody. It's great to be here learning together on a Thursday night. I apologize for the delay, but good things come for those who wait, both in the food and in the Torah. Hopefully. I want to thank our sponsors this evening, Michael and Toby Eliff, who sponsored, even though they're not here. Michael, they're on their way to Baltimore now. And Mitch and Marla Rontrep, who both were mechaving to each other and sponsored in honor of Rabbi Luban and his close to 40 years of incredible leadership of our shul. And to congratulate and wish hatzlacha to the assistant rabbi on his new position. Hopefully, no. I hope more than that. Thank you, Avi. And you should know, in the last in the weeks leading up to this week, all that was in my head was, okay, if I don't stay the rabbi, okay, it'll be hard, but at Thursday Night Live, and how can we continue Thursday Night Live? So Baruch Hashem, we don't have to think about that. We're here, we'll learn together, and we'll take very much appreciate the sponsorship. Thank you very much. Tefillas HaDerech is fascinating, and there's a ton to discuss in practical halacha, which we're really not going to get to tonight, and I apologize to Arthur and David who came for that. We're in the middle of the sugya right now. There's a chance we'll do a part two, depending on when we get to, but there's a lot to discuss in halacha. There's a big question whether a person can say Tefillas HaDerech for someone else. Can it be motzi, your friend? Why is it not it doesn't start with Baruch? And does it need to be a bracha smucha lechaverta? How far exactly? It's a very difficult sugya in halacha. I spoke to Rabbi Luban today for around 15, 20 minutes, and he said the same thing that every rabbi I spoke to this week and last week said, which was that a very difficult sugya. I don't really have clarity, as we'll see. What trip should require tefillas HaDerech, what doesn't? So we're not going to get the nitty-gritty halacha today. We'll try to understand some of the principles of what it's about and offer some insights. It'll be more of an overview, and that's really what we're going to try to do. So you take a look in the beginning. You open up the packet. You have the tefillah here in Hebrew and English, and you can take a look at the tefillah. It's interesting that some of the farshim point to two places in the Torah, believe it or not, which serve as sources already in the Torah for Tefillas HaDerech. There's a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov Avinu is running away. He's fleeing from his house. He's fleeing from Esav, ultimately ending up by Lavan. And the Torah tells us, Vayidur Yaakov neder lemor. Yaakov takes this kind of neder, a vow, and he says, Im yiyah Elokim imadi, if Hashem is with me, Ushmarani baderech hazeh asher anuchi holech, and God protects me. He's asking a tefillah for Hashem to be shomer, to protect him on the road, on the path. He's not in a car, he's not on a plane, but he's traveling. And he prayed. So the farshim point out, you have already rooted in the Torah the concept of, it wasn't the tefillah HaDerech per se that we say now, but he davened as a tefillah HaDerech. You have a pasuk in last week's parsha in Baloscha, Vahibin Saharon, Vayomer Moshe, they're traveling. Klai Yisrael is traveling in the desert. Kuma Hashem, arise up Hashem. V'yafutsu oyvecha, spread out our enemies, your enemies. V'yanusu misanecha mipanecha, and though you're at your foes, those who hate us should flee, should run away. And the Das Zakenim, Mibal Yatoso, this is one of the Rishonim, says that this is, if you take a look in source 3, they're davening im yis asfu lavo al Yisrael. If the enemy comes and gathers upon the Jewish people, yafutsu, scatter them. V'lo yimtza behem shnayim biyacha. There shouldn't be two enemies together. That's v'yafutsu oivecha. V'yanusu is the im yavo. If they do come together, yanusu, let them run away. V'lo tielahem tekuma. They shouldn't have any standing against us. V'zoi tfilas haderech shalem. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's tfilas haderech for Klal Yisrael. So even though it's a din derabanan, as we'll see, it's a chiddush in the Gemara, but you have already precedent in the Torah for Klal Yisrael offering some kind of tefillah while they were traveling. So where does this come from? It's the Gemara in Brachos. If you turn the page, top of page 4, source 4, it's the Gemara in Brachos in the 4th parak. You have the Gemara and you have the English underneath. The Gemara says as follows, Omar le Eliyahu le Rebbe Yehuda Achua the Rav Salah Hasidah. Elio Anavi came along and he said it to Rav Yehuda the following. Lo sirtach v'lo sechti. Don't get angry and you won't sin. Anger often, we lose. Not me, obviously. Sometimes we lose ourselves when we get angry. We say things, we do things. So don't get angry and you're less likely to sin. Lo sarvi, don't become inebriated. Don't get drunk, v'lo sechti. Right, bekiso, bekoso, bekaso. The way you test the person. Don't get drunk, it's not going to be good. And it's very interesting that these three are pieced together. The first two I understand. Ukisha'ata yotze laderech, and when you go on the road, when you go to travel, hamlech bekonech vitzei. Which we're going to spend a lot of time on those three words. Hamlech means to ask. Bekonech, your creator, Hashem, vitzei. So ask permission. Rashi says, we'll see this later, tol rishus. Ask permission of Hashem before you go. That's what you should do. And my hamlech bekonech vitzei asks the Gemara, what does that mean, to ask permission from your creator? Consult with your creator. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Yaakov said the name Rav Chisda, Zo tefilas haderech. So when Elio Anavi said, before you travel, consult with God, and then travel, he's referring to tefilas haderech. V'omar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Yaakov, the son of Rav Chisda, Rav Yaakov has said the name Rav Chisda, Kol Yotzi Lederech, Tzarech L'Spal Tfilas Lederech. He basically says the same thing. Don't think it's just Elio Anavi giving a suggestion to one person. He's telling us a din, a halacha, a law. Anyone who goes out and travels needs to pray. My Tfilas Lederech. What is this Tfilah? And the Gemara quotes the Tfilah. Here at some Milfanecha Hashem Elokai, let it be your will. Tolichenu L'Shalom. You should walk us in peace. V'tatzidenu L'Shalom. V'sismichenu L'Shalom. That's the tefillah sederach. Protect us while we're going. We've said this tefillah. And if you notice, it's in singular. Tolicheni l'shalom, tatzideni l'shalom, sismecheni, support me in peace. Tatzileni, save me. Amar Abaye says the Gemara, no, lolam lishtuf inish nafshe b'havid sibura. You should include yourself as part of the congregation. Don't pray in singular form. Tatzileini, tismecheini. Heicha neime, what should you say? Yirat samofnecha, Hashem elokeinu, shtolicheinu l'shalom. You should walk us in peace and support us in peace. It should be in plural. This is the tefillah sederach that we know. The first opinion says you could do it in singular. We're going to come back to this in a fascinating insight of the Tzlach, the Nodav Yehuda. And then Abaye says, incorporate the entire Jewish people, like we do in most of Shmona Esrei, right? Slach lanu avinu is in plural. Forgive us. Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha. Rifa'einu. All of Shmona Esrei until the last paragraph, Elokai Netzor, is all in plural. The same idea. Incorporate yourself as part of the bigger picture. And that's tefillah sederach.
Can you just clarify if that reference is to an individual who's traveling alone should still say,
an individual traveling alone
should still reference anybody traveling.
Correct. We. Save us. Save us. Okay. Who's he referring to? Presumably, there's someone else in the world who's traveling at the same time.
Right.
Does the Gemara give a reason why? I know it's a dispute, but just give a reason why you're supposed to say tefillah sederach.
Oh, good. So the Gemara doesn't really say. All the Gemara says is three words. Hamlech, bekonech, vitzei. Ask permission. Now, what's the difficulty with asking permission? What?
We're already going.
We're going? You're on the road already? Yeah, you don't know if you got permission. That's like, you know, texting a parent. Can I go somewhere? And then once you text, then you go. Well, you know, sorry, the service wasn't good, right? So that's going to be a question. That's going to be a question what exactly that means. The Gemara does not say. But what comes out from the Rishonim is why we say it. Because the next line in the Gemara is two lines from the bottom. Emas matzli, when should you say it? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Yaakov, the same Rav Yaakov, said the name of Rav Chisda. Misha shemahalach b'derech, when you start to travel. Okay, makes sense. Ad kama. So what does ad kama mean? Literally it means until when. What's the question? How far of a distance or?
How much time
how long into the travel? So the Gemara answers, Amar Yaakov Ad Parsa, you have a Parsa. There's a Machlokas Rishonim, what the question of Ad Kama means. If you take a look in Source 5, Rashi says, Ad Kama Zman al Hispala. How long do you have to offer this tefillah? The person's traveling, they're driving, Bob is driving across country. When should you say it? Do you have only a short window of time to say it or not? Ad kama ad parsa, says Rashi, avalola achar shalach parsa. You only have the first parsa's distance to say the tefillah, but after that you can't say the tefillah anymore. The question is how long into the journey can you daven, and the question is a parsa. Says Rashi, b'halachas gedolos mefarish, the Bahag explains differently. Ad kama yevakish leilich sheit sarich lispalel. How far of a distance do you need to travel in order to be required to say a bracha? So the Gemara's answer is only a parsa. But less than a parsa, you don't need to say the tefillah sederach. And the Mefarshim ask on the Bahag, Rabbeinu Yonah asks on the Bahag, I don't understand. There's a Yushalmi that says, Kol hadrachim cheskas misukanim. All roads are dangerous. I mean, if you could do research, and I haven't really done the research, how long into journeys are most car accidents? Within the first, is that true?
Yes, very close to home.
First 3 miles,
80%. Well, Parsa's 3 miles, I think, by the way.
No, at the end of the first 3 miles.
Okay, so I'm going to, you could be making this up, I'm going to take your word for it. So that's exactly Rabbeinu Yonah's question on Bahag. If Kol Adrachim B'cheskas Misukanim, who cares on your distance? In fact, we're going to see the Chazon Ish felt that if not for the Gemara, the Chazon Ish said that a person gets into their car and drives a block should say tefillah sederach. I don't know if he knew this research. He knew it without having to Google it. I read that Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that if the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the Beis Din HaGadol was around today, they would aser driving. They would ban driving if they were around.
52% of car accidents within 5 miles.
Within five?
5 miles.
So good. So ask Rabbeinu Yonah on the Bahag, why would it be that only that there shouldn't be a minimum distance of travel to require tefillah sederach? Everything is there. So he wants to say that that's only true, that all the roads are dangerous when you're going from city to city. When you're leaving the city confines, maybe the roads aren't as paved. It's not as significant. But when you're within a city, then it's not as dangerous. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah explains the Bahag. But what you see, Michi, is that from that question and answer, you see that the tefillah is a tefillah of protection. It's a bakasha, it's a request of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to protect us because there's danger on the road. And if you think about it, it's exactly what the tefillah says. Protect us from the wild animals and the robbers and the listim. So it's a tefillah, it's a bakasha from Hashem to help us. In fact, there's a question, if a apprentice is this relevant to the Hatzalah, or people who are going traveling maybe with their wife to a hospital, we know we're not allowed to say personal bakashos on Shabbos. Right? We don't say personal bakashos on Shabbos. That's why, as in just one example, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, right, or Aseres Yemei Tshuva on Shabbos, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu. The Sfaradim do, Ashkenazim do not say Avinu Malkeinu. Why? Because it's personal requests. We don't have personal requests on Shabbos. So if a person needs to travel, a doctor, Hatzalah, anyone needs to travel on Shabbos, do they say Tefillah Sederach? It's a personal bakasha. So the post can say yes, because you don't do a personal request on Shabbos, because don't worry about your personal needs on Shabbos. The same way we make a Misha Berach for a Chola on Shabbos when there's a real need. I'm just highlighting that it's a Shmira. It's a request, a tefillah, to ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to save us. So the question is, how far of a distance do we have to be worried? In the city, out of the city?
So don't we say, I mean, there was a din mitzvah, like back then, if you think of all these things you're asking for, it's for safety. Robbers, animals, bandits. It wasn't the pothole in the road. I'm going to be T-boned by another car.
Good. So we're going to get into that. Okay. Let's turn the page. I want to understand this Rashi. Well, turn the page. I apologize to page six. So the Gemara says Hamlech b'konech v'tzei. And I think we'll see something very interesting here. Hamlech bekonech vitzei means ask permission from Hashem. Tol rishus, Rashi says. It's the top of page 6, source 8. Tol rishus, ask permission. And Mefarshim explained, because it's dangerous. The same way that a child is not sure they should go somewhere. They ask their parents, so too. It's maybe we shouldn't be allowed to travel. A person is not allowed to endanger themselves. There's a prohibition to get involved in dangerous or potentially hurtful situations. There's a prohibition. So maybe we're not allowed to travel. It's dangerous to travel. Who says we're allowed to travel? So we're allowed to travel because Baruch Hu allowed us to travel. We're allowed to even go on pleasure trips and certainly for business, to visit family. So, but it's dangerous. So you have to ask permission. And it comes along the Shlah in Source 11. Because we started late, I'm skipping through some of the sources. I apologize. The Shlah in Source 11, he quotes his Rashi at the end of the second line. Two words from the end of the second line. And the Shlah says, Yesh lizbonin al zeh halashon shamar tzei hamlech. We have to wonder, we have to analyze, contemplate this language of ask the king. V'chi ya'anenu kutshabrichu? Does God answer us? V'yitin lo etza? So what does that mean? You're asking permission, but you don't get an answer. So how worthwhile, how significant is that request if you don't wait for the answer? What does the Gemara mean? Hamlech bekonech v'tzei. Rashi says, tol rishus, ask permission. What does that mean? So says the Shlah fasting. There's a well-known Gemara in Brachos that says Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, when Chanina ben Dosa was davening for a chola, he would say, this chola is going to live, and that chola is going to die. And that chola is going to live, and that chola is going to die. And they said to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, how do you know? So what does Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa say? If the tefillah shigura b'fi, if it comes out well, if it's clear, if I'm not stumbling on the words, if it flows easily from my lips, and then I know he is going to be okay. And if not, I know that the chol is going to die. So says the Shlah, the same thing here. You daven for permission, and you assess how the words come out. If the words come out good, you know you're safe. And if not, you can't travel. You can't. Oh, good, 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 good. So in fact, the Eli Rabbah was one of the commentaries. The Mishnah Berurah quotes him all the time. The Eli Rabbah quotes this Shlah. And it sounds from the Eli Rabbah that he's paskening that if you don't have a good tefillah, you actually can't travel. You're asking permission. You don't know if you're getting your... The only way to ascertain whether God listened and then you know, accepted your tefillah is if it's shigur b'fiv, if it flows. If not, you can't travel. There's a tell a story. Rabbi Yashiv told a story. Rabbi Chaim Kreisworth was a massive Talmud Chacham. He was born in 1918. He married the daughter of Rav Avram Grzinski, who was the Mashkiach of the Slobodka Yeshiva, which means he was a brother-in-law of Rav Volbi. Shlomo Volbi, the Ali Shor, also married the daughter of Rav Avram Grzinski, who was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. Rav Kreisworth escaped. He actually was the Rosh Yeshiva in HTC, Hebrew Theological College in Chicago, from 1947 to 1953, then moved to Antwerp to lead the Jewish community in Antwerp. Rav Chaim Kreisworth, his son, Rav Dov Kreisworth, who's a Rosh Yeshiva of Toras Chaim, TC, which is a popular yeshiva today in Yerushalayim. So Rav Chaim Kreisworth once was getting ready to travel to Chutz Laaretz, Samaritan Israel, and his davening wasn't good. It happens sometimes, right? I guess for him it was a chiddush that it happened. For me, it's a chiddush the other way sometimes. It's a chiddush that he was mizbalbel b'tfilasa. The davening was off, and he thought maybe he shouldn't travel. So he went to ask the stipler, can I still go to Chutz Laaretz? I was davening, and it wasn't going. And the stipler said, we're not holding there. That's not where we are. That's not where we are today. Meaning, he's taking the shlah. He's taking the shlah. Really, if the tefillah doesn't come out, you shouldn't travel, because that's how you know that God gave you permission. Okay, but we're not, like you said, not everyone is Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. The Tzlach, who's a Nodeb Yehuda on his commentary on Brachos, he says the same thing as the Shlah. He didn't know the Shlah. It's fascinating. If you take a look in Source 13, on page 7, he says the same exact pshat as Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, as the Shlah, quoting Chanina ben Dosa. And if you take a look, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the middle of the line, Source 13, Shuv matzasi be'el Yerabah. I found it in Eli Rabbah. Shekasav came Hashem HaShloah. The same shot that the Shloah said, I said. And he writes, Ve'henna'ani shekivanti l'dayto. I got hana. I bet it was geshmak. It was great. It felt really good. I said the same shot as the Shloah. But then he says, this is great. If you skip down two lines, it's underlined. Ve'omnam, three words from the end of the line. Ve'omnam, l'man lo'eya rak sh'omer afani kamohu. Just so I'm not saying the same exact thing as him. Amarti lahosif misor. I want to add a little something to the Shloah's pshat. He says, come on. Is everyone like Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa? It works for Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. But it doesn't work for the rest of us. So how do you know? So he says, this is exactly what's going on. Eliyahu HaNavi came. Would Eliyahu HaNavi come to? Who is this? Subject in that Gemara. Eliyahu HaNavi said to Rabbi Yehuda, Hamlech b'koneich v'tzeh. If Eliyahu HaNavi is coming to this person, he's obviously on the level, he's on the madrega, that he's going to have that type of tefillah. For him, he should daven, and guess what? That's why it's singular. Because he doesn't need anyone else. He could know if he was successful or not. He's on such a level. If the tefillah comes out good, that means God's listening and saying yes, and if not, not. But for the rest of us, that's not the case. So what do? We have it in plural. We include everyone. So even if I'm not good at my own merits, because who am I to know if my tefillah is a good tefillah or not, I could rely on other people and other people's merits. And that's why there's a transition from singular for such a person to Abaye, who's speaking about everyone else, the Hamonam, the common folk. They can do it in plural, and therefore they don't need to know if their tefillah is accepted on their own merit, because by including everyone, there's someone out there who has merits who's going to help us. That's how the tzlach adds on to the shloah. And that's this hamlech bekoneich v'tzeh. It's a request for permission. Now, it's certainly not the simple understanding in the tefillah. The simple understanding of tefillah is like we saw in the Rabbeinu Yonah explaining the Bahag. That's a shmirah, because the whole tefillah doesn't say, Hashem, help me. It's a request. Hashem, protect me. And that's how the simple pshat. Now, many people don't... Anyone here say tefillah sederach every day? You say it every day? No. Anyone? Anyone take the train to the city every day? Rafi, take the train. You say tefillah sederach?
I'm busy learning.
Some of us work from home. Most of us.
I asked Rabbi Lubin. Rabbi Lubin told me almost every single day he's has the same doubt. It's really unclear. Even for myself, and we'll see some of the sources. If I drive to Baltimore, let's say, I visit my brother, I just say Tefillah Sederach. Now I could drive to a wedding in the Sands in Long Island, it'll take me longer than it'll take me to get to Baltimore, and you're going over multiple bridges, I don't say it to those. When I go over the Adder Bridge, I don't say it to those. We'll try to understand a little bit why. I spoke to multiple Rabbis. We'll see. Let's go through. So a lot of people are lenient. The Rambam, let's hold off there. So some say as follows. As Michi pointed out, the situation has changed today. The things that we say in that tefillah, are they really relevant? In Highland Park, yes, there's Chayos Rose driving to shul. You have to watch out for the deer. That's not called the Chayara. But driving, there's listim. I mean, you get stuck in Harlot. Yeah, it's not so common. Right? And it's not so common. Oyev, v'orev, baderech, chayos. So, some say the Sefer Leksos HaShulchan, Rabbi Chaim Noah, who was known for his shiurim, his machlokas with the Chazon Ish on the Shir Kezayis and the Shir Kebetza, he says that maybe today is different. We don't have these concerns. So maybe if we don't have these concerns, he says tzarichin. It's not so certain we should be saying the tefillah. It's not, the Chazal didn't have in mind car accidents. It's not what the, that's not what the tefillah is. The danger today is car accidents. A car crash, right? It's not, people are thinking in a second, a carjacking.
And we got to say it won't fly, which is less dangerous than...
We'll get there in a minute. So, he leaves it as a tzarechin or b'chayim na. Maybe we should say it, maybe we shouldn't say it. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zechisag of Racha, he said that when you're saying tefillah sederach, you could add in, and he quotes the Rav Yehu, who's a Rishon, add in whatever the concerns are. In your own words. He said you could add in, tunat derachim. Accident. And if you're driving in certain roads in Eretz Yisrael that are dangerous, talk about terrorist attacks and rocks and guns.
There's separate gears
for flying also. I'm going to get that. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, well, I'm not going to get to the different, we'll get to flying. Reb Chaim Kanievsky disagreed with the Shlomo Zalman and said, it says, kol minei furanios. So kol minei furanios includes everything. Now this is where it gets confusing. Reb Shlomo Zalman did not say tefillah sederach when he went from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. Or Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim. How long is that? That's far. It's an hour? It's maybe more than an hour. And in Eretz Yisrael, it's a lot more dangerous than the turnpike, the parkway, or the roads that were on. Rav Shlomo Zalman did not say it. Rav Shach said it. The Brisk Rav also did not say it. Rav Shlomo Zalman said it today. There's Mishtara, there's police, there's speed limits, the roads are paved. He said, if you're traveling in certain roads in dangerous spots, that's a different story. But today, Rav Shlomo Zalman, he says, Lule din istafina, if I was not worried about obliterating a din in the Gemara, I would tell people not to say it. Rav Shlomo Zalman said tefillah sederach, but without shema malchus. Without saying baruch atah Hashem shemei tefillah at the end. So he offered the tefillah without saying the bracha. On the flip side, if you take a look, and I'm moving around for time, I apologize. In source 19 on page 9, actually, recently found, I had in my house, a beautiful sefer with a lot of the customs and halachos of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And they said that when he would go from Muncie's in New York. Yeah, it probably means the city. He said tefillah sederach as soon as he got onto the Palisades Parkway. I think it's tree fell this week, right? I don't know if you saw it. Tree fell on the Palisades Parkway and killed someone. Rabbi Yaakov, right when he got onto the Palisades, he said tefillah sederach. And when he was leaving New York, and he went over the George Washington Bridge, right when he got to a gasoline station, I'm not sure which gas station he's referring to, but right when he got over the George Washington Bridge, he said tefillah sederach. You're leaving the city, you're traveling, it's more than a parsa. Say tefillah sederach. I was told today by a friend of mine that Rav Schechter says it's tefillah sederach every time he goes over the George Washington Bridge. Rabbi Luban told me the only time he says it's tefillah sederach is when he drives up to the country. I said, what's the difference between the country and driving out to the five towns? The country, it's clear that, because also if there's still houses, you maybe haven't really left what's called a city, what's the definition of a city, if you drive from here to Lakewood, there's not always houses, there's... But there might be if you go off the highway, so it's unclear. He himself said, I struggle with this every day. It's not so simple that you shouldn't say tefillah sederach.
It could also be like the fear of the unknown. If you're not used to that.
Right? So good. So this is something that very much resonates with me. If you turn the page over.
If help is further away.
I saw this in Sefer Nefesh HaRav, which is a lot of the customs of Rabbi Soloveitchik. It says that, you know, he used to travel and fly back and forth from Boston to New York. So in the early years, he used to always say tefillah sederach on the plane when he would travel from Boston to New York. Then, after many years, he got so accustomed to flying, it became so part of his routine that he did not have any fear or worry or chashash at all. And Rav Soloveitchik said that if there's no fear or concern, there's no tefillah sederach. He says the source for tefillah sederach is a Ramban. We know, and it could be we spoke about this at some point, the opinion of the Rambam is that there's a mitzvah daraisa to daven. The mitzvah daraisa to daven. L'avdo, v'chol v'avchem, v'chol nafshchem, what's avodah shibalev? It's tefillah. It's mitzvah daraisa, one time a day. What to say, it doesn't matter. Tefillah daraisa, once a day. The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban has many, many, many proofs that tefillah is only derabbanan, except if it's an eis tzara, if it's a time of need, if there's a danger, if there's something going on that's critically important, then the Ramban says tefillah is deraisa, but on a regular day, if there's such a thing, then tefillah is only derabbanan. So it says of Soloveitchik, tefillah sederach is a kiyum of tefillah deraisa, according to the Ramban. Travel is dangerous. So if travel is dangerous, then offer this tefillah. But if you don't feel any danger, so don't say the tefillah sederach. And statistically, it's certainly true. It is, and this I did do some of the research, but I left it at home. And many more people die, and certainly the percentage are even higher in car accidents. I think in the country, it's every 11 minutes or something like that. Someone dies from a car accident, and the plane crashes. It's more in recent years, but it's so uncommon. I think it's more likely that a person, God forbid, slips in the shower and dies from hitting their head than from dying in a plane crash. So you don't say tefillah sederach before you go in the shower. So why say tefillah sederach on the plane? Others would argue that it's more of the feel. I happen not to like flying. Turbulence gets, it's not good for me. And usually on the plane, I'll just turn to Hashem and say, the only thing separating me from death is just this piece of metal underneath me. Hashem, please take care of me. I love my family. I could probably go see some help for that anxiety. But it's more scary. Is it because I'm in control when I'm driving? So if Soloveitchik held that it's based on your feeling of Eitz Tzara, because it's rooted in the Ramban, so then maybe you don't need to say Tefillah Sederach. Rav Yaakov Kamensky argued strongly against this. He writes in Source 22, Regilos Eina Poteres Milomar Tefillah Sederach. The fact that you're accustomed to it, or it's more common, doesn't exempt you from Tefillah Sederach. V'lachein, I feel Eilu Shenoshim Kol Yom. Every day a person's traveling over the bridge, Chayavim Lomar Tefillah Sederach B'chol Yom, should say Tefillah Sederach every day. And we have a tefillah that's left up to each person. One person has more anxiety than the other. They're going to be chayav in the tefillah, and the other person is not going to. It's the same road. It's the same, assuming you drive safely, it's the same level of danger for every person. So you tell me Chazal split the obligation or made the obligation contingent on your level of fear? Rav Yaakov Kamensky says not. And this is where it becomes very, very tricky. If it's because of sakana, what's really the sakana? We're not worried about chayos ros today. We're not worried about oyev, orev. We're not. That's not the reality today. And roads are much more secure and they're safe and they're paved and flying is safe. And a train is very safe. So maybe there's no tefillah sederach, and you find the poskim are very, and Rabbi Lubin told me today that he spoke to over the years many poskim about this, and he doesn't have real clarity. And every time I really get in the car and I travel, I also struggle. I have on the one hand Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky went over the George Washington Bridge and he said a tefillah sederach from the city to Muncie. It's not a very, people do that all the time, right? And then you have Rav Soloveitchik who flew, and I think most people, anyone here fly and not say tefillah sederach? Everyone says tefillah sederach when you fly. So it's fascinating. And driving we don't, but driving's more dangerous. So I don't have a comfortable psak. I personally say tefillah sederach when I fly, and I say tefillah sederach on far drives. Where exactly is the line between a far drive and not a far drive? And leaving the city limits and not leaving the city limits is not so clear. But that's the sensitivity that's not what the tefillah was said for. But it's still dangerous. But maybe add in that this is where the confusion lies a little bit. Agreed. Is that Barry? So Rav Moshe writes in the Teshuvah that Gomel is different, because Gomel is, the Gemara says, it's very clearly going over water, right? Holchei Hayam. So a plane is, you're going over a body of water. So Rav Moshe says you would definitely say a Gomel. But Tefillah Sederach is about Sakana. So if you don't feel a Sakana, that's different than automatically being Chayav Lahodos if you traveled over.
Like that, very likely, is over the Atlantic for a portion of it.
So what's the difference between flying to Florida or flying to... Okay, the next tenet will be on Hagomel. Maybe. That's a good point. It's a good point. You got something?
I was going to say the same.
Say the same thing.
I was going to say Ramathas, every Shabbos, when he walks in his house in Malas Daf, and it says, to listen, there, I have to go to the thousand of the Shabbos. So all the times that I've gone with him, when he leaves his house, on the way walking, they go to Shar Shchem. So every time he, right before he gets to the outskirts of the old city, he says
he's supposed to
Derech, and they walk to the...
With Shem
Alkos,
Baruch Hashem Shemei Tefillah?
I can't say, I don't remember
the
Shema.
I would love to...
I'm not trying to find
out. If you could ask him.
But every Shabbos...
My first Shabbos in this town, he was here for Shabbos. Before, right?
Yeah.
Shal should have said, it was, I think it was the Shabbos, before I even started my job, my first Shabbos town, Ramach was here. Yeah, it was beautiful. I want to end with a very beautiful, beautiful thought. My dear friend, Rav Moshe C. Weinberg, who was here a couple of years ago, he shared this with me from the Hayom Yom, which is the Chabad calendar that Lubavitcher put together. He quotes his father when he would travel, even if he was in a place every day, he said Tefillah Sederech after davening every day. Without Shema Malchus, every day. So he was on a journey and he said Tefillah Sederech every day. What's pshat? Yes.
Maybe I'm not very learned in this, but
you're plenty learned.
Traveling. What about walking in a very dangerous place at night if you have to walk through a parking
lot? From the Gemara, it would be the same thing.
You'd say you feel that there before you.
Yeah. Why should it be different? The Gemara doesn't say only when you're on a donkey or a horse.
It
needs to be a parsa. It needs to be a parsa, which is around. Walking through a parking lot, not correct. Malat Dafna to the old city is just 3 miles.
I'm not sure, but say he doesn't serve Shem Malchus.
Right. It would have to be that difference. So what's going on? Why did the Lubavitcher Rebbe's father? Why did he say Tefillah Sederach every day, even when he wasn't traveling?
You're talking to Hashem.
So talk to Hashem. Tefillah Sederach. You don't say Avinu Malkeinu every day. So he said that the Rebbe explained. In two ways. One is a well-known story, the Maggid of Meshritz, that they say the name of the Chafetz Chaim as well, that someone once came to his house and remarked on his meager furniture, and he had nothing in the house. And he said, why don't you have any furniture? We know the story, right? Why don't you have any furniture? So he said, why don't you have any furniture? He said, I don't have furniture. I'm traveling through. I'm traveling. I don't bring furniture. So he said, I'm also traveling. Going to the Olam Emes eventually. I'm just here. This world is a prozdor Olam Haba. I'm just traveling through this world to get to the next world, to get to the world to come. So that's why I'm in furniture. So the Rebbe, I'm traveling. All of life, we're traveling. So he said a Tefillah Sederach. Again, he's not chayav to say a Tefillah Sederach. And he didn't say it with Shem Malchus. I think it was to highlight, to hint him, to remind himself that, hey, we're just traveling through in the world. I thought it was very beautiful. And the second idea he explained is that a Jew is always traveling. A Jew is always traveling. Even when we're stationary, no matter how long we're there for, we're always moving. We're growing. We're leaning towards an improvement in life. We're leaning towards Mashiach. We're on a journey in life. Our people, as a collective whole, our destiny is to be moving, to traveling. And even when we stop, it doesn't mean we're not on that journey. So again, to hint or to reflect that notion, so he also would say Tefillah Sederach every day.
What are your trips to Baltimore? Let's say you're going to do a mitzvah, your shliach mitzvah, you have to say Tefillah Sederach.
So shliach mitzvah,
you should be protected.
Right, the only thing is the Gemara says that shliach mitzvah is only, won't have any damage. So shliach mitzvah in Izakin is only when it's not Bari Hazeka. But if it's something that's a common, normal danger, then we don't say Shluchei Mitzvah Einan Nizakin. We can't say, hey, I'm going to do a mitzvah, so let me run across the highway. Like Dwayne Haskins, whatever it was. So you can't, you don't say Shluchei, he wasn't doing a mitzvah probably. But you don't say Shluchei Mitzvah Einan Nizakin on something like that. So again, we should continue to, those who are traveling this summer, I know I didn't give you answers, and maybe I left you with more questions than answers, and hopefully you'll think about it, you'll share your thoughts with me, and together, in time, we'll come up with a great sense of clarity. Thank you. We'll dive in Meyer in 2 minutes.